Open your King James Bible, please, to 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 13 for study number 149 today, please. This 15-minute audio Bible study commentary is titled 1 Timothy Study 149-Believing. Our text verse is found in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 13, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. Now let's pray. Father, we thank you today for the privilege of prayer, being able to call upon your name. Thank you that we have the right, the freedom, and even the invitation to come before the throne of grace boldly and obtain mercy and find help in the time of need. Lord, we come before you today that we might be able to preach and declare the whole counsel of God. I pray that the words that we speak today may touch the hearts of men and women across our land and around this world, and touch the hearts in such a manner that it'll bring them to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Lord, I pray you'll strengthen the believer, encourage that one that's discouraged, and save that one that's nearest hell and lost today. And we'll give you the glory for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, this 15-minute audio Bible study commentary will be study number 149 on the first chapter of 1 Timothy, and it will be on verse number 13 again. We will title this lesson today, Believing. This will be our 16th study on verse 13 of this first chapter of 1 Timothy. This is also the 8th study on the 5th of 5 statements found in this 13th verse. We hope that the Lord will use and bless this lesson to encourage and inform you, the people of God, to the truth of the Word of God. Our last lesson was titled Unbelieving. This lesson will be titled Believing. As you can see, these two words are the opposite of each other. The word believing is found 8 times in the Scriptures, and all of them are found in the New Testament. The word believing means trusting, having faith in God, relying on God by faith, or depending on the finished work of Calvary for the salvation of the soul. We will use some of these references found in the Scriptures in this lesson. The first reference to the word believing is found in Matthew chapter 21 and verse number 22. And the Bible said, in all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, notice the word, believing, ye shall receive. Now this reference gives us the key to getting what we ask for from the Lord. The key is believing or having faith. Many times I have been asked to tell what faith is and to describe it and give a definition. I answer by saying that faith is simply believing God. Notice it is believing God, not just believing what you or I want to believe in. It's believing in God. Now, the Bible tells us what faith is scripturally from Hebrews chapter 11, and verse 1, and the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. After reading this scripture, I've had some to ask me to explain what it means in a simpler term. I just say faith is believing God and His Word with all our heart and with all our soul and with all our mind and without any doubt. Thank God. Now the second reference to the word believing we want to point out today is found in John chapter 20 and verse number 27. Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless. Notice this, he said, but believing. Thomas here, one of the disciples, was not present when the Lord appeared to his disciples after his resurrection. After the other disciples told him they had seen the risen Savior, he doubted and did not believe them. Now here, the Lord appears to them and produces the evidence of His resurrection, showing Thomas the scars in his hands and the scar in his side that was pierced from the sword of the Roman soldier. This has left us calling Thomas by the phrase of doubting Thomas. Thomas is typical of those in our congregations today that are doubtful of the Word of God and His ability to provide and bless the saints of God. There are many who do not believe that the Lord can save or keep them saved by His power, and they live a life of doubt and confusion. Believing is the key and the means of obtaining the grace of God and the means of living a productive, active life for the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith, or believing, is what God has demanded and ordained of us in order to live a life that is pleasing, that is productive, and that is prosperous for the Lord. Multitudes are living without this assurance. They're living with the doubt and the confusion simply because they do not believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Now, the Bible doctrine of the resurrection is a fundamental fact that all believers trust and hold to. Those who doubt the resurrection of Jesus Christ are lost and on their way to hell. There is and would never be any salvation from God if the Lord Jesus Christ had not risen from the dead on the third day. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the fundamental fact of salvation, and it is the gospel of Christ. If there's no gospel, there's no salvation. Amen. Now, these scars also teach and tell us that these scars will be with the Lord throughout all eternity to ever remind us that Jesus Christ has given Himself as a ransom for our sins and saved us by His grace. We find reference to this in Zechariah chapter 13 and verse number 6. And one shall say unto him, what are these wounds in thine hands? Then he shall answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. This scripture is teaching us about when the Lord Jesus comes back to set up His kingdom on this earth. The Jews who have rejected, refused, and crucified Him will see Him and ask about these scars in His hands. They will be told that where these scars came from. They will be told these scars are the results of the cross of Calvary for their sins. The Jews will then accept Him as their long-promised Messiah that they have been looking for throughout the ceaseless ages. They have rejected Him and turned away from Him. But at the appointed time, they will realize that Jesus Christ is and always has been the only begotten Son of God who died for their sins on the cross of Calvary, and that He arose on the third day according to the Scriptures. Hallelujah. They will then realize the evidence of this in the scars of the hands of Jesus, and will believe without any doubt whatsoever that He is the Savior, the Son of the living God. The third reference today that we want to look at concerning believing is found in John chapter 20 and verse number 31. The Bible said, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name. Now, this reference tells us that the only way to have eternal life is by believing in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We also find that the only way to receive the salvation of God is to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Without believing that Jesus is God in the flesh, you can't be born again. This is an absolute necessity. To deny Jesus as the Son of God is to deny the salvation of God as God has designed it, and the consequences for not believing this doctrine is an eternity in the lake of fire. Many are in hell today because of their unbelief. Matter of fact, all of them in hell because of unbelief. Hell is the present prison house of the wicked, and one day hell will present its inhabitants before a holy God. They will be judged for their deeds and then be cast into the lake of fire. They will be cast in the lake of fire forever because they did not believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as their Savior. Now, our fourth reference to the word believing that we want to look at today is found in Acts chapter 16 and verse number 34. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced. Notice the word, believing in God with all his house. Now we find this references to the Philippian jailer and his redemption. He was saved, and it tells us how he was born again. The Word of God said he was believing in God with all his house. The key for his salvation was his believing in God. The key for all his house is believing in God also. He put his trust in Christ Jesus as his Lord and as his Savior, as did his house or his family as well. He placed his soul and its eternal destiny into the everlasting hands of the Lord Jesus Christ for his salvation. He committed his soul and all his being into the safekeeping of Christ. That is what believing really is. Again, the key to the salvation of the soul is believing in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and nothing else will be accepted according to the Word of God. Now, the fifth reference to the word believing that we want to look at is found in Acts chapter 24 and verse number 14. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, notice, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. We find another thought to what the word believing means here. Here, believing is trusting and accepting that which is written in the law and the prophets. That means trusting the Word of God with all your heart and soul. This means that believing the Word of God is the divine words of God. Believing is a present tense word, not a past tense word. We are to constantly believe the Word of God as the Scriptures tell us here. Paul is telling us here that he is believing not just some things, but all things written in the law and in the prophets. That is what real believing is. Trusting in all the Word of God and relying on it to provide all that we need for all things in our life, including the salvation of our souls. Now the sixth reference today to the word believing is found in Romans chapter 15 and verse 13. The Bible said, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." Here Paul has given us the way of believing. God is to give us the strength and the power to believe. Salvation, as I've said several times in these lessons, is by believing and only through believing. There is no substitute for believing. John gives us some insight on this in the book of John. It's recorded in John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. And he says, But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Notice that God gives us the power to become the sons of God. Amen. In other words, God has given us the faith to believe. And without the power to believe, we would never be saved. Also in this scripture, we find that Paul is saying that in believing, we have peace. And this gives us an abundant, abounding hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Those who have hope, joy, and peace are those who are believing in the finished work of Calvary and are trusting in Christ as their personal Savior for all their needs and their eternal salvation. Now the seventh reference to the word believing that we want to look at is found in 1 Peter 1:8. "Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." Although we do not see Christ at this present time visibly, we will see him in the future. We still believe and trust in his blessed promises, even though we have not seen him with our physical eyes. It is by faith that we trust him and lean on him. We see him now only by faith, but one day face to face. The word believing comes from the word believe. The word believe is found 131 times in the Bible. It is found 17 times in the Old Testament and 114 times in the New Testament. The word believe is the key word to our salvation, to our hope, to our peace, to our joy, and to our blessed assurance. Take time to look up more references on this subject in your personal studies in order to be able to know more about the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. It's an honor and a personal blessing of God to know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and to have the blessed assurance of heaven when this life is over. The Word of God gives us the grace and the help of believing in the shed blood of Christ for the cleansing of our sin and the forgiveness of our sin. We trust that this study, number 149, titled Believing, has helped to inform you and helped you in your spiritual life. May God bless you. Amen and amen.